The American Academy of Pediatrics announced new guidelines last week for treating children with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It says Ritalin and similar drugs are appropriate for treating the condition, adding doctors should carefully monitor children on drugs and should consider other types of therapy as well. Commentator Howard Markel is a pediatrician. He says Ritalin has become so popular because it works, and that worries him.
Eddie is one of my favorite patients. He is a perceptive, engaging 18-year-old who always manages to make me smile, even after a long day in the clinic. Eddie also suffers from some of the most severe behavioral problems I have seen in my 15 years as a pediatrician. Attention deficit disorder, violent outbursts, bouts of depression, alcohol and marijuana abuse. So you begin to get a picture of how complicated his life is. Like almost every pediatrician in America, I treat dozens of children with attention deficit disorders who, because of Ritalin, are now able to successfully complete their schoolwork or play games they once couldn't focus on. One kid I see for ADHD explains it to me this way. Before taking Ritalin, he says his life was like watching 12 television sets simultaneously, but now he can focus on just one program. But just as every medication has a side effect elsewhere in the body, there is a social side effect to the popularity of drugs like Ritalin. Because it's been so successful in changing certain behaviors, it has helped create a climate where we are too eager to reach for pills to solve complex problems in children. Which brings me back to Eddie. Even before he walked through my door 9 years ago, he was medicated with a staggering combination of Ritalin, Depakote, and Trazodone. Eddie was already well down the road of pharmacological tinkering, so it became all too easy to try to improve his behavior with even more medications. A little depression? We can bump that out with some Zoloft. Too much anger? How about adding a tranquilizer to the mix? Although I continue to prescribe these drugs with the guidance of Eddie's psychiatrist, I have great ambivalence about them. I am not alone. When I so drastically alter a patient's state of mind by prescribing a medication, I can no longer identify the very symptoms that may have brought about such treatments in the first place. A drug that zones a kid out may make him easier to manage, but it can also prevent him from speaking coherently about what's bothering him. It can even mask poor parenting techniques. I have seen many cases where these medications can actually worsen a child's behavior. When I remind Eddie's parents of this and suggest we try dropping some of these pills, they always object. You just don't know what Eddie was like before we put him on these medicines, his mother reminds me. She's right. Remarkably, I have never seen Eddie drug-free. Every pulse I have taken, every time I shine a light into his eyes to peer into his pupils, he has always been under the influence of these drugs. Sadly, I am part of a culture of prescribers. I do this out of a compulsion that many doctors share. Simply put, doing something must be better than doing nothing. So, I feel stuck, and Eddie and his parents are stuck right along with me. At the end of each visit, I always reach for my prescription pad and pull off not one, but many sheets for each of Eddie's medications.
The comments of Howard Markel, a pediatrician who practices at the University of Michigan.